Okay. Now, because this is September is National Chicken Month. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yes, National Chicken Month. We as Americans eat about 80 pounds of chicken every year, so the first half of Factor Bullcrap will be about, that's right, fictional chickens.
Fictional chickens.
Fictional chickens.
How many are there?
Well, let's find out. Factor Bullcrap, statement number one, the Looney Tunes character Foghorn Leghorn got his last name because Leghorn is an actual type of chicken. Fact or bullcrap?
Mm-hmm. No, I think it was a play on words about a Southern politician, and I can't remember the guy's name. I think his name was Cleghorn. I think it was a play on his name, so I'm going to say this is bullcrap.
I believe there really is a Leghorn chicken. I believe this is fact.
It is indeed fact.
No, come on!
A Leghorn is a breed of chicken that originated in central Italy. It based itself in tomato sauce, by the way. And he got the name Foghorn because of his loud voice. I say boy. The logo for Chicken of the Sea Tuna is a rooster with a mermaid tail. Fact or bullcrap?
As everyone knows, the tuna tastes better with a little dolphin in it.
you just stop it.
You're so mean.
Bullcrap.
Yeah, who do you think we are? Jessica Simpson? This is bullcrap.
You're right. It is bullcrap. It's just a blonde mermaid holding a golden scepter. All right. From 1997 to 1999, the Cartoon Network had an animated show called Dog and Chicken. Fact or bullcrap?
Cartoon Network had some of those dumb cartoons that are adult themed.
Those are the cartoons that are only well received when you have altered your state of consciousness.
Yes.
1997, Cartoon Network had the animated show called Dog and Chicken. Fact or bullcrap?
I have no idea, so I will guess. I will say bullcrap.
I believe they did. I believe that's fact.
It's bullcrap. It was actually called Cow and Chicken. The two main characters, the cow and the chicken, were somehow brother and sister.
That's nice.
No Major League Baseball teams currently have a chicken as their official mascot. Fact or bullcrap?
Well, I don't know. How new are these questions? Because there is a team now that does. The Cleveland Indians. They had a chicken shagging fly balls during outfield practice the other day, and I think they're keeping him in the locker room.
And you're telling me that the San Diego chicken is no longer official?
Are you talking about a real chicken or a fake chicken?
No Major League Baseball teams currently have a chicken as their official mascot. Oh. That is the statement.
All right.
I stand by it. Fact or bullcrap?
Well, we could both be wrong the same way and not mess up the score here. We'll both say fact or both say bullcrap here. Yeah, I don't know if the...
I'm going to say that this is bullcrap.
I think this is bullcrap, too. And by the way, I think the San Diego chicken is unofficial now with the Padres.
It is fact. The San Diego Padres have been associated with the San Diego chicken, also called the famous chicken, since the 1970s, but their official mascot is the swinging friar.
A guy in a religious costume playing baseball. All right.
Number five.
What's the score here? We're tied, right?
2-2.
2-2. All right. This is the last statement regarding fictional chickens.
Thank you.
All right. The name of the giant chicken that always fights Peter on Family Guy has never been revealed. Fact or bullcrap?
I stopped watching Family Guy a while ago. Are you for your first this time?
I believe that is fact.
The name has never been revealed, huh? Well, since I don't know and I don't want to fall behind, I'll say fact as well.
It's bullcrap.
Yeah.
In an episode in 2007, the chicken finally buries the hatchet and invites Peter out for dinner, where we find out that his real name is Ernie. Then, of course, they get into another fight when they both insist on paying the bill. All right, the second half of Factor Bullcrap is going to be about Adam Sandler, who recently celebrated his 47th birthday. Adam Sandler.
Don't like Adam Sandler movies.
Adam Sandler and fictional chickens. What more could a person want for a morning show fodder? All right, statement number one regarding Adam Sandler. He dropped out of high school when he was 16. Fact or bullcrap?
I believe this is bullcrap.
I'll agree, bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. He graduated from New York University in 1988. His love interest in the 1995 movie Billy Madison was Modern Family star Julie Bowen. Fact or bullcrap?
You should have done better there.
I don't remember. I'll say that this is fact.
I believe this is fact also.
This is bullcrap. She was the love interest in Happy Gilmore. His teacher slash girlfriend in Billy Madison was Bridget Wilson, who's now married to Pete Sampras.
Trick question.
Statement number three. Adam Sandler almost played Willy Wonka in 2005's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Well, that would be horrible.
So we could see his face all over the Facebook pages.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the memes.
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe. Maybe that's possible. I'll say that's fact.
I think this is fact, too.
It is fact. But as we know, the role eventually went to Johnny Depp.
We're tied 4-4.
Adam Sandler has been nominated for 3 Emmys, 4 Grammys, and 1 Oscar. Fact or bullcrap?
Did Adam Sandler get nominated for an Oscar for that movie where he played the mentally challenged guy? I can't imagine Adam Sandler being nominated for an Oscar. I just can't imagine.
I could imagine the Grammy, you know, best comedy album.
Yeah, I can imagine that. And an Emmy, I can imagine that. But an Oscar, the only movie is that one where he played the mentally challenged guy, and I can't remember if that got a nomination or not. I will say that this is bullcrap. There's no way Adam Sandler was nominated for an Oscar.
I think this is fact.
Yeah, here we go.
It is indeed bullcrap. He's never been nominated for an Oscar or a Grammy. He was, however, nominated for 3 Emmys as a writer on SNL. His performance in the 2002 movie Punch Drunk Love.
That's the one.
Earned him a Golden Globe nomination.
Okay, all right.
All right, number 5, the last of the Adam Sandler statements. What's our score?
It's 5-4. Tom leads. So I go first here.
All right, Adam.
I go first.
All right, Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore have starred in 4 movies together. Fact or bullcrap?
It's a lot of Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore have starred in 4 movies together.
I can only think of 1. So 4 is a lot. I'm going to say this is bullcrap.
Adam Sandler turns out lots of movies. I think this is fact.
It's bullcrap.
Yes!
They've done 2. The Wedding Singer in 1998, 50 First Dates in 2004. There's a third movie. It's going to be a family comedy called The Family Moon. It comes out in May. There it is. There we go. So who came in?
That would be me.
And Tom leads this year now, 15-10.
Congratulations to you, my friend. An honorable win, a deserving win. I hope you enjoy just whatever.
Remember when you were a kid and they told you you shouldn't drink? Well, you really shouldn't drink. It's not going to solve all your problems. You're just going to forget about them for a little while. All right, line them up. Sounds good to me. It's better than thinking about this all the time. I drink so much more now, so much more. And not like that fun happy hour drinking either. Ever since I had kids, it's more like standing alone at the kitchen sink kind of drinking. Daddy's a lot more fun when he gets some of his magic juice inside of him. Every picture my daughter draws of me now has me with a martini glass. It's just a triangle, a stick, and my 3 fingers. Yeah, 3 fingers. She's not that bright, but she's a good kid. She makes a mean drink, too. You'd like her. No, it's good. Alcohol's good. This is a communal way to be happy. You're all in it together. You're thinking the same way. It's a good thing. That's why I don't like antidepressants. Sneaky way to be happy, right? Just brushing your teeth alone in the morning, popping a pill. Yay! I love Mondays. No, you don't. You're a liar. You're cheating the system. Really, you order a martini at the end of the day, you're telling everyone in that room, you know what, I woke up this morning, looked myself in the mirror and said, today is going to be the day. Once again, it didn't work out. So I'm going to drink 3 of these, say something inappropriate to that waitress over there, pass out and try again tomorrow.
The Rush Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.